I'm Joe Gangwish for Ag Economic Insights. With us, Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. Brent, of course, co-author of the blog at ageconomist.com. And this week, we're going to talk about farm-level interest rates. Are they increasing? Brent, what do you think about that? What have you seen across the country?
Well, as you know, Joe, the Federal Reserve has actually increased interest rates about four times, I think, now since, they left them flat for like 7 years, which is a remarkable run. And we were curious to see whether those are starting to show up in farm-level interest rates. And the data indicate that they are ticking up a little bit. So they started to move up, but the good news, I guess, is that they really haven't moved up very much.
Okay, how about some farmers and ranchers out there that have seen some small increases? What can they expect here moving forward?
Well, you know, predicting where they're going to go, I think, is really hard. But what we noted is that about 70% of farm-level interest rates, non-real estate loans, carry floating rates. So there's exposure to higher rates. I think from a practical standpoint, on the variable operating side of the business, the operating loans, the levels of interest rate increases we've seen so far aren't so big as to be a problem. But I do think that it's something to think about, particularly on loans that are a little longer term, as to what your exposure is to higher interest rate levels. And think about, you know, how much risk you want to take there. But right now, you know, rates have remained and are still pretty darn low.
Also, talk about the loan maturity. Have we seen some changes there?
Yeah, the Kansas City Federal Reserve just put out some interesting information, and they showed a really large increase in the maturity length of non-real estate loans, up to something like 46 months from just 23 months a few years ago. So what that's saying is that bankers and farmers have been pretty aggressive at lengthening the term of repayment on their loans, which is likely done to kind of improve cash flow. And so I think you're seeing people take some proactive steps to go out and lengthen their terms to improve their cash flow in these tighter margin times. Something to keep your eye on and think about if you haven't done that yet, if it's tight financially.
Well, Brent, let's wrap it up here. Do we make too much of the small increases in interest rates we've seen lately?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to get overly worked up about it, because when you get down right down to it, the practical side of what we've seen so far is that they really aren't putting much of a bite on cash flow. I think the example we used, you know, somebody who is financing a lot on every acre, you know, you might be looking at maybe $1 or $2 more per acre in interest costs, which is really hard to describe that as being dramatic increase. So I think the practical side of it is that we're still in a good place. The bigger issue, I think, with credit remains to be maintaining creditworthiness, having a good relationship with your lender, understanding what they want in terms of creditworthiness from their borrowers. Working to maintain that, I think, is the biggest thing, I think, that should be on people's agenda.
That's Brent Gloy. He's with AgEconomist.com, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. If you'd like to learn more about interest rates and how they pertain to agriculture, go to AgEconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again as a podcast, go to the podcast page at RuralRadio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.